Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof, the roof, the roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injury. And roof, raw, and with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The root is on fire. And boy, is this country on fire. I cannot... If I did this show for 9 hours today, I couldn't fit all the news in that you need to know. It's incredible. But I want to start the show by mentioning two things I talked about in previous shows that have come true. Number one, I talked about the fact that I think the only solution other than violence and civil war, and that's what the liberals want, not me. The liberals are clearly trying to goad us into civil war, or they're trying to kill us and start a civil war. And I don't want it. I want nothing to do with it. I think the answer is divorce. I've said this on the show. So many Americans are divorced. So many Americans are familiar with the word divorce. It's not secession. It's divorce. The red states must be divorced from the blue states. And sure enough, NBC News agrees with me. Here's the headline from NBC. There's another war between the states coming over abortion. Before the Civil War, northern and southern states did battle over slaves. Once again, something legal in one state is illegal in the state next door. NBC doing an entire story on the coming civil war or the coming separation, divorce between the states, like a secession. And I believe that that is the only answer. I believe in the next 10 years this country will break up. There will be a terrible breakup. And the red states will go one way and the blue states will go the other. And it's coming. Whether you like it or not, it's coming. And the only alternative is civil war or violence in the streets. And I don't want either one of those two. So there you have it. I also opened yesterday's show and opened my one-hour guest hosting of the TV show, The Alex Jones Show, today on InfoWars. I opened last night's show and this show today, Alex Jones Show, by talking about my challenge to Howard Stern and how I've got standing. Because I was once one of the biggest Howard Stern fans in the world. I loved his show. I thought it was hilarious. He attacked everybody and everything. He wasn't just sexist, homophobic, racist, and anti-Muslim. He attacked everyone. He attacked white people, too. He thought it was humorous to just find the weakness and the worst thing about everyone and every race and go after it. And I thought that was hilarious. So did millions and millions of people. Don't get on me. He was the number one talk show host in the entire United States of America and had the most loyal fans in all of America and the biggest ratings in all of America. And it was because we felt like he was one of us. He was like a blue-collar kid like I was, who saw things in a blue-collar way and went to this and had the same upbringing as me. You know, a Jewish kid in an all-black high school. I was a Jewish kid in an all-black high school. So I thought we had so much in common and saw the world the same way. And now, you know, because he's lost his balls, he's got a hot blonde wife, model, actress from Hollywood who is obviously a massive liberal and a vaccine taker and has bought all the Kool-Aid and is a Stepford wife and believes in everything Hollywood tells her and everything her government tells her. And then, you know, threatens her husband and cuts his balls off if he doesn't think exactly like her. And he's lost his touch. He hides in his house. He's scared to death of COVID. And he hides in his house with his mask on and 18 vaccines, and he's lost touch with reality, and I challenged him. I'll do it on your show. You can do it on my show. We can do it on the Alex Jones Show. I don't really care. Let's have a debate on your show, on the Howard Stern Show on Sirius Satellite Radio. And I guarantee you afterwards, if the audience votes, it's your audience, and they'll vote for me as the winner. They'll like what I'm saying more than they'll like what you're saying. You don't have humor anymore. You're not even funny anymore. And sure enough, I said that yesterday, and what happens today? In the New York Post, a headline, Howard Stern wants to run for president. of the United States. 68 years old, he revealed on a Sirius XM radio show that he'd like to run for president. And especially if Trump is running, he wants to run against him. You wouldn't get 5 votes. Women hate you because they all think you're a sexist pig. And all the guys that used to like your humor are so turned off to your politics now that none of them like you. There's nobody left. At least when I ran for the Libertarian presidential nomination, I wound up on the presidential ticket. So I really ran for president of the United States. And I was really on a presidential ticket in 2008. And people had a chance to vote for me. 500,000 plus people voted for me. And again, that's not a lot. Libertarian Party spent no money and did no campaigning. But I got 500,000 votes. That's 500,000 more than you get, Howard Stern. At least I ran for president of the United States. I didn't joke about it. I didn't dream about it. I didn't make believe. You're in a make-believe fantasy land. You're not running for president, but if you do, you won't get 5 votes. You certainly won't beat my 500,000, so good luck with that. The big news story is the day that you need to know. Baby formula stocking, meaning baby formula being stocked on the shelves, is not improving and will take months to change. So new parents have absolutely no baby formula for their children. And Christy Noem of South Dakota was on Fox today and sounded the alarm. We have a food crisis on our hands. See, she knows it because she's in the breadbasket of America. You know, South Dakota and the Midwest, Kansas, Iowa. That's where they grow everything in America. That's where the farms are. And that's where the farmers are. And there's no farming going on. Farmers didn't have the money this year to plant because the high cost of fertilizer. And if they did, some of them did, they didn't have the money to harvest because the high cost of diesel fuel for their equipment. So America's heading into such a bad period. And if you go away, and, you know, there's plenty of stuff on the shelves. There are shortages, but not bad yet. At least not in Las Vegas. Nothing bad yet. You don't understand. Everything on the shelves is what was in the pipeline 6 months ago. 6 months from now, there's nothing in the pipeline. We're headed for a massive food shortage in the United States of America, and that's only because we're lucky and we're willing to pay big money because people have money here. Middle-class people are rich compared to the rest of the world in poverty. The rest of the world's going to have mass starvation. There is not enough food to go around 6 months down the line. More wonderful news, more border treason. Joe Biden guilty of treason. I keep saying that Trump should become Speaker of the House. Trump should become Speaker of the House and lead the impeachment of Biden and Kamala and all the other traitors. Biden is now going to offer 300,000 work visas to help Mexico. He wants to offer 300,000 work visas for Mexicans and Central Americans. Who said it? A Mexican official. And the reason is to help out Mexico because of all the illegal aliens who leave Central America and tramp north from the Northern Triangle on their way to the southwest border of the United States. So Biden, to make up for that, to make it up to Mexico, poor Mexicans. He says every day, the Interior Minister of Mexico, Adán Augusto López, says every day we're talking to the American government. The American government agreed to first grant 300,000 temporary work visas, 150,000 of which will be for Mexicans or foreigners who are in Mexico today waiting for the possibility of migrating north. So Mexicans receive the visas given the purpose of his giveaway is to alleviate the migrant pressure on Mexico. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, because once it's announced that he's going to give away 300,000 visas and 150,000 of them to Mexicans, everybody in the world is going to migrate away from Central America through Mexico and overwhelm the country and come to America. This is Biden filling America with people that he knows are never going to vote Republican, at least in their lifetimes, maybe 3 generations later, maybe. But in their lifetimes, illegal immigrants let in by the Democrat Party will only vote Democrat to keep the welfare checks coming for the rest of their lives. And they know that. And, oh, by the way, my great fan Dave let me know about something. I saw it yesterday, last night, and I didn't even think to download it. There's a famous Canadian comedian, Nick Nemiroff, dies at 32 years old. You know, I mean, again, it's possible he was going to die anyway. It's possible in the world before vaccines, he was going to die at the age of 32. It's possible he died of a drug overdose. It's possible something like this happened, but it's not. This is all sudden death, sudden passing, shocking death. Those are the words now, the most famous words in America, adult sudden death syndrome, SADS. Sudden adult death syndrome, SAMS, SADS. This guy died of it. And what it is they're making an excuse for vaccine deaths. So many people are dying who've been vaccinated, and you know he's vaccinated. Number one, he's a Hollywood type. He's a comedian from Canada. He's in the entertainment business. And number two, he's Canadian. Everyone in Canadian had to get their vaccines. So there's another man to add to the list of dead Hollywood, dead entertainers. The list goes on and on. And don't forget today, there was another death in Washington, D.C., if I could find it. I've got so much information here. Here it is. Former Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Michael Stenger testified that paid professional agitators were operating at the January 6th riots, and now he's dead. Now, again, what that headline intimates is he was going to testify that it wasn't the conservatives of January 6th that caused the problem, right? It was the fact that there were professional agitators, and suddenly he's dead. So that could be a Clinton killing, right? One of those Clinton killings. But on the other hand, I think much more likely is he just died suddenly of a heart attack out of the blue because, as the sergeant-at-arms of the Senate, you know he was vaccinated. So I'm just guessing that it had to do with the vaccine. Others are making the assumption that this is another one of those Clinton killings, that he was going to testify that professional agitators were operating at the January 6th riots. I have no idea, and I don't cast aspersions. I don't have the slightest idea. I would say much more likely, when you hear he died suddenly and the cause of death is not being reported, much more likely is that, and again, it's an opinion show and it's my opinion, he probably died of a heart attack or a blood clot or a stroke from the vaccine. But all these bad things are going on. All the Democrats have to do is the January 6th hearings. That's the only thing on their mind. And they came up with a doozy of a witness today, some 26-year-old girl, some little girl. Donald Trump doesn't even know who she is. She was never around the President of the United States. She has no inside scoop on anything. They got some young girl to make up lies. I'll tell you about it when we get back. January 6th hearing continues as the biggest joke since Saturday Night Live. We'll be right back. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Kyle LaBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrew stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrew for Congress.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wainwright sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Hey, this is Al Robertson.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of the segment of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 of free silver? Well, then listen up. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door, inside your IRA, or anywhere you want it, 100% insured. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. So who would not want to do a first order and get up to $15,000 in free silver, right? Got to be crazy. Be among the first 100 callers today and get your $15,000 in free silver. Depending on what you buy, you get up to $15,000 in free silver. Call now, toll free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. So I was giving you a list of all the incredibly scary things that are happening in the world. I mean, really scary things. And, the list continues. Putin says the BRICS countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, are working together to establish a new global reserve currency, which would wipe out the United States economy if we don't have the world reserve currency of our dollar. It would just wipe us out. Another reason to lose sleep at night. Very scary. And then the Biden economy, durable goods stagnate, manufacturing index drops far below expectations. The manufacturing index fell dramatically from 52.4 from 57 in May to 52.4 in June. The drop was well below market and economic expectations and now points to the slowest growth and steepest drop in factory orders in many years. And at the same time that's happening, Goldman Sachs finally admits large cuts to earnings are imminent. They finally threw in the towel. And they're saying that large cuts in earnings of the biggest corporations on Wall Street are imminent. And the CEO of Exxon warns that consumers will pay for hasty energy transition. And what I mean by that is, and this is what Biden has said, two or three times in the last month because, again, he's a dementia victim. And dementia victims actually admit what is, you know, what is on their mind. They don't hide things because they have no filter anymore because they're out of their minds, basically. They've lost their brains. They just say whatever's on their mind without worrying about who it offends and how much trouble will get them in and without that filter. And so he admitted Biden multiple times in the last month that inflation for gas and energy is good because it's going to get people off fossil fuels. That's their plan. And you could see that's their plan. He announced it at a presidential debate with Trump that that was his plan. He wants to get us all off fossil fuel, which is not only insane because fossil fuel is dirt cheap, and therefore it has fueled, excuse the pun, the entire great American middle class lifestyle that everyone in the world wants but can't have. Because the rest of the world doesn't have cheap gas and cheap fossil fuel like we do. Your entire life, your middle class life, would be destroyed if you had to spend $10 a gallon on gas for your car and $1,000 a month for an electric bill instead of, say, $200 a month for an electric bill in your apartment or your condo or your house. And that's the issue. And there is no replacement for fossil fuel. None. So Biden's taking us, trying to force you to get off fossil fuel, dirty fossil fuel, as they would call it, when there is no replacement because green energy is a scam. When the wind doesn't blow, it doesn't work. When the sun isn't out, it doesn't work. And it's always three times expensive. And no one could afford it. And there's not enough of it. As Texas found out, their whole energy grid went down last winter, or two winters ago now. So that's a disaster. So gas is going to remain high. And yet the only thing that they have to do, and don't forget the 50 migrants found in a sweltering 18-wheeler truck, all dead. 50 people dead in one 18-wheeler truck, in the back of the truck, you know, where they keep things like meat, because they treated them like meat. Without that open border, this never happens. This is Biden's fault. This is Biden's responsibility. The buck stops at Biden. This is Biden's border disaster, border debacle. And I'd love to know what the average media, the average liberal would say if Trump was president and 50 illegals died in the back of a truck. This is all because the border is open. And while all this is going on, all Democrats have to do is trot out some young 26-year-old girl who knows nothing, who's like an intern, and she thinks she knows what Trump did on January 6th, and she's lying. Just like all the people they've trotted out during the 4 years of the Trump presidency lied about everything. What was that guy's name? Vindman? That military guy? Total liar. Everybody's a liar. They make it up off the top of their heads. They know nothing about what Trump does. They're not in the inner circle. The country's falling apart. The economy's falling apart. There's going to be food starvation. All they have to talk about is what Trump did 2 years ago.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
War now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Wisconsin Boy Scout on the Amtrak train in Missouri that derailed when it collided with a dump truck comforted the truck driver before the man died. 15-year-old Eli Skripczak rushed to the driver's side once he escaped from the mangled train. He found the driver in a ditch and talked to him as he passed. The driver's death was one of three fatalities from the collision on Monday. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has lashed out and blamed President Biden for the deaths of 46 migrants whose bodies were found abandoned in a tractor trailer in sizzling temperatures in a suspected smuggling attempt. San Antonio Fire Chief Charles Hood.
The patients that we saw were hot to the touch. They were suffering from heat stroke, heat exhaustion, no signs of water in the vehicle. It was a refrigerated tractor trailer, but there was no visible working AC unit on that rig.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back to the show. The Root is on fire. Freedom Fest is on fire. coming up so fast, July 13th to 16th. Thousands of freedom lovers are returning to Vegas from July 13th to 16th to see the greatest libertarian show on earth and meet with over 300 experts talking about politics, culture, and investing. Hear and meet Senator Rand Paul. Talk about his famous confrontations with Dr. Fauci, keynote speaker John Cleese, the British comedian on cancel culture, the MC extraordinaire Kennedy, host of Fox Business, financial legends Ben Stein, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, Steve Moore, talk about how to survive hyperinflation and the coming recession. And yes, I, Wayne Allyn, will be center stage for the big debate. Was the 2020 election stolen? And should Trump run again in 2024? The sparks will fly. Be part of a nonstop 4 days of fun, film, entertainment, and debate at the Mirage Hotel and Casino here in Las Vegas, which includes Financial Summit, the Anthem Film Festival, the Trade Show for Liberty, all of that under the Freedom Fest umbrella. Use the code ROOT50 for my last name, ROOT, R-O-O-T, 50, to get $50 off the registration fee, or if you're a Vegas resident, register as a local to get an even bigger discount. Go to freedomfest.com. Freedomfest.com or call toll-free 855-850-3733, 855-850-3733, freedomfest.com. We've got our guest who is the original, I guess you would say, creator, organizer, and producer of Freedom Fest, Dr. Mark Skousen, teaches economics and finance at Chapman University. He is the guy who invented this idea of the world's largest gathering of free minds, July 13th to 16th at the Mirage Hotel, back in Vegas again. Mark Skousen, how are you?
Well, I'm doing well. I'm in Florida right now. I'll be headed back to your most enjoyable state of California. I can't wait to get back there and turn things around on the West Coast.
I think it's a lost cause, Mark. I think it's a lost cause. I think the West Coast is a lost cause. I don't think you're ever going to turn things around. Not in a place where everybody's got masks on their face 24 hours a day. Kind of not in OC, but in LA and San Francisco, these people are all just crazy people with their masks. They really are.
Yeah, there are a lot of good people in California, but it's a minority, unfortunately, and that is a problem. But these people are all leaving, good or bad, and a lot of them are infecting the state of Nevada. I mean, you can't put Nevada up as a great state either because they shut down under the Democrats. Let's hope that changes.
Very minor compared to, believe me, I'm not thrilled about our governor, believe me. I'm one of the biggest critics in the world of Steve Sisolak, and I thought he did a horrible job. But trust me, Mark, we were very much like Florida compared to California. He shut down the Strip, which is ridiculous. But the reality was it was shut for 2 months, and then it reopened, and pretty much everybody ignored the masks and didn't give a damn, and nobody stopped you from walking in without a mask. And I've been eating out at restaurants since literally like 8 weeks after they shut it down. I was eating out at restaurants without masks. And my life went on exactly the same as before. So it wasn't bad here compared to the New Yorks and the Californias. And nobody forced anyone to get vaccinated. There was never a vaccine passport. You never had to show a vaccine to get into anything here other than Raiders games. And my buddies were all going to Raiders games. And I kept saying, I didn't know you got vaccinated. All my buddies said, no, I'm not vaccinated. You show them anything. You could show them your marijuana card and they wave you in. They don't care. It's crowds of people walking by. So nobody ever cared here, you know?
Yeah, when we were shut down and we had to go to South Dakota for Freedom Fest last year, and we're glad to be back at the Mirage July 13th through the 16th. We're really thrilled to have you, and you're going to have an uphill battle after what's been going on Capitol Hill, huh? I mean,
if you believe one word that a 26-year-old gal says, come on, she had no access to the president. She doesn't know anything. She's making it up off the top of her head.
If it's true, it does muddy the waters quite a bit for Trump to run for 2024, don't you think?
Nah, he's ahead so far in the polls for a Republican nomination that it's not even going to be an issue. He's ahead, last I saw, 56-14 over DeSantis, and everybody else gets single digits. So it's Trump's to lose, and the girl is making it up just like they made up everything about the Ukraine phone call and the Russian collusion. They all make it up as they go along. Anybody can say anything they want. It means absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it's really hilarious. But
she was not in the limo that the Secret Service was driving up there, so it was...
Right, so how did she know? Right.
What we call hearsay evidence.
Right. Well, it was the same as that military guy, Vindman, who said the phone call with Ukraine was improper, and then they asked him, well, were you on the phone call? No, I heard about it. What? It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life. So, just this stuff goes on all the time. Everybody's looking. They're just scared of him. They're obviously scared to death of Trump, but you know, I'd love DeSantis, too. He'd make a wonderful president of the United States. I assume, being from down in Florida, you're a DeSantis fan, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm a big fan of DeSantis, and look, I think he would make an excellent candidate. So we'll see what happens in our debates. You know, one of the things that's great about Freedom Fest is that we can have genuine debates. And when you go on CNN, when you go on Fox News, you don't see any debates. You just have people nodding their heads and saying, yes, I agree with you, Tucker Carlson, or with Chris Cuomo, or whoever. Nobody seems to debate. The only debate we're going to have is we're going to show clips of Senator Rand Paul, and he and Senator Mike Lee, two of the most libertarian Republicans in the Senate. They're going to both be at Freedom Fest, and we're going to show clips of Senator Paul and his altercations with Biden administration, like Dr. Fauci and some of these other people. It's really going to be quite a rock and roll event.
And Senator Paul will be there to comment on what was going on during those clips, right? That's the whole point. He'll be there to meet people up close and personal and to give them an inside scoop about what was going on in his fights with his legendary fights with Dr. Fauci, right?
Yeah, so we're going to show clips of them going back and forth, and then I'm going to say to Rand Paul, well, tell us what you really thought. What was going on here in your mind when they refused to answer your question or made personal attacks instead of dealing with these issues and stuff? It's really going to be fun to see his point of view at this event. So it really is. We have over 2,000 people coming. We're really grateful that you can come and be the judge for our mock trial. We're going to put drug legalization on trial. That's almost our most popular event. But I think your debate with Isaac Saul, who is a reporter who's questioning the illegality or the questioning of voter fraud and all that sort of thing, that's going to be fun to hear both sides of that issue and then for everybody to make up their own mind.
It'll be a lot of fun, and you know, I have not yet lost a debate at Freedom Fest, 4-0 with that
That's
audience
true.
Always liking me, so I think I'll have a little home field advantage. We'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to the business part of it. I always have, because you've got Steve Forbes, an old friend and fan of mine, and I'm a huge fan of his. I've always loved Steve. I wish he'd been a president of the United States. And Ben Stein and Art Laffer and Steve Moore, another guy who's a very good friend of mine, Steve Moore, and they'll all be talking about how you survive, you know, a coming recession and hyperinflation, and those are some really bright guys. I assume the moderator of that one will probably be you, right?
Yeah, I'm going to debate we're going to show a clip from Ferris Bueller's Day Off where Ben Stein, the boring professor, mentions the Laffer Curve and voodoo economics. So that happened 30 years ago, but it'll be fun to see both of them come back on the stage and debate that. And unfortunately, Ben Stein is... It favors taxing the rich, so we're going to have a debate on progressive income tax. So I think Ben Stein has been affected by the Hollywood crowd, but he's a good guy, and it'll be fun to see both of them on the main stage debating the whole thing of the Laffer Curve and progressive taxation and all those sorts of things.
Yeah, I wish I could get in on that debate. I'd debate Penn any time about that. Listen, once you allow any tax for the rich, then you let liberals win that argument, and then they decide to tax everybody. You start with the rich, you defend them, and you defend all the way down the line, and you never give in. I never go for higher taxes, because we're already all taxed too much. So my answer is no more taxes for anybody, and I would fight that all the way, all the way. Let's talk about the Anthem Film Festival with Mark Skousen. Tell everybody out there, you know, as part of your ticket to Freedom Fest, you get to come to the Anthem Film Festival. Tell them what that's about.
Yeah, so my wife Joanne runs the Anthem Film Festival. We've had award-winning films, and we have great films coming in this year as well. In fact, the cancel culture is a very big thing. We have British comedian and producer John Cleese coming.
He's funny.
People remember him quite well for all the different films that he has made. And he's very critical of the cancel culture. And we're going to have several films on that topic, as well as many of the other topics that I think would be of interest to people. So, yeah, it's all 3 days. We have films that people can go to. They can go to the financial conference with Steve Forbes and with Alec Green, people like that. Jim Rogers is coming from Singapore. So we have the Libertarian Comedy Show, which is our first time we're going to do that. And John Cleese has his daughter there. Dave Smith, the Libertarian comedian, is going to be there. You know, sometimes we just need to laugh a little bit. And it's going to be rock and roll. People can say what they want to say. So that's going to be a fun event as well.
So much stuff going on for 4 days, and always that last big dinner dance at the end. Listen, the music's on. We got to run, but I want to remind everybody, Mark Skousen, the producer of Freedom Fest, use the code ROOT50, ROOT, R-O-O-T, 50, like my last name, to get $50 off the registration fee. And if you're a local Vegas resident, register as a local and get an even bigger discount. Just go to freedomfest.com, freedomfest.com, or call 855-850-3733. Thank you, Mark Skousen.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You know, I've said so many times that Democrats are insane, right? So, first of all, what's going on in the January 6th hearing is insane when you realize what's happening in the country. They're taking the country down. You're not going to be able to get food or afford food. You're not going to be able to put gas in your car. Chris, can you kill the music, please? Thank you. Not going to. Can you play the music for an hour, Chris? We're not... You're not going to be able to put gas in your car. You're not going to be able to afford electricity at your home. You're not going to be able to afford home heating oil. And yet they're worried about Trump in the limousine on the way to January 6th, almost 2 years ago. Nobody cares. And if it was true, what the young girl who doesn't know anything about Trump, that never got near the president, if it's true what she said, then we all like him more because he's Rambo. If he really tried to punch the Secret Service agent and grab a gun to get armed, then he's Rambo. He's not Trump, he's Rambo. We like him even more. Stupidest crap I've ever heard in my life. He's Trumpo. So, if you weren't sure yet, Democrats were crazy. Democrats want abortion tents in national parks to mass murder babies on federal land. This is all an idea of Senator Pocahontas Warren. You know, here's a woman who thinks she's an Indian but is a white woman, whiter than me. Lied to everyone about being an Indian to get her job at Harvard Law School and lied to everyone to get elected as a U.S. Senator that she was an Indian. She doesn't have any Indian in her blood. She's whiter than me. She's a liar and a fraud. And she's so concerned that there won't be enough places for women to get abortions, that women in red states won't be able to get abortions, that she wants to put tents in national parks so they can mass murder American babies on federal land. These are extreme radical zealots. It's a bizarre, horrific idea that would make most Americans vomit. And don't forget, it's on national parkland where Americans bring their families to enjoy nature together. And instead, they'll oversee tents where they're butchering babies. Look, we're going to Yosemite. What are we going to do there, honey? Well, while we're there, I'll murder our baby. Oh, great! Then we could see the trees. It's so freaking bizarre. Look at the waterfalls. Look at the snow caps. Look at the dead baby's blood. Isn't that beautiful? I mean, these are crazy people. Absolutely insane. Are they going to, like, call abortion by the name recycling? I mean, yeah, are they going to use the baby's bodies for mulch to feed the trees at the national parks? I mean, sick. This is sick. These people are mentally ill, and they're from the devil. Who gives people ideas like this? Only the devil. You know, and then what are they going to try and do to win the election? Because they know most people think at this point they are Satan. Are they going to come with the merging of COVID and monkeypox, monkey COVID, so that the whole nation stays home and votes through mail-in ballots so they can cheat and steal the election again? Of course they are. Of course they are. It's perfect timing. Don't you see? It's time for monkey COVID, or it's time for COVID pox. COVID monkey. I don't know what they're going to call it, but it's nuts. And did you actually hear what this woman, Cassidy Hutchinson, claims that Trump did on January 6th? So, first she testified Trump was aware that attendees at the rally had weapons. That's number one. Like Trump has any idea what people have. And she claims Trump lunged at a Secret Service agent as he shouted demands. Trump got into the Beast, which is the limousine, the bulletproof limousine. It's like a tank that they used to carry the president around, with the belief that he'd be driven to the Capitol. But then he was informed he's been being driven back to the West Wing, and Trump grew angry. Don't you see, this is made up in the mind of a liberal nutcase with Trump derangement syndrome. And you say, why would the girl testify? She's a broke nobody. She was probably making like $12,000 a year as a little assistant. And now someone put $2 million into a Swiss bank account. Don't you get it? These people are all paid off. She's making this up. She wasn't in the car with the president. She doesn't know what he said. She said Trump shouted at the Secret Service agent, "I'm the effing president. Take me to the Capitol now." And Trump reached towards the steering wheel, and the Secret Service agent grabbed Trump's arm and removed his hand from the steering wheel, at which point Trump lunged at the Secret Service agent. And all I could tell you is that this girl, I would guess, and she is a young girl who knows nothing, she's a young nobody, and it's not a sexist comment, because if she was a male, an assistant male to Mark Meadows, I'd be saying the exact same thing. I'd say he's a male nobody, a lower string nothing, who has no access to anything and is getting paid money. It's an opinion show, and it's my opinion, and you just made yourself a public figure, and I believe you've been paid off with an offshore bank account. Maybe it's Belize, maybe it's Switzerland, maybe it's the Cayman Islands, but someone's depositing money in a bank account for you to lie. And all of it sounds like a dream made up from either a Hollywood scriptwriter or some fantasy of a liberal with Trump derangement syndrome. You know, remember the Falcon Crest and Dallas and all those shows? It's like a reality show, soap opera. Trump said, "How dare you, F you, take me to the Capitol," and grab the Secret Service agent's steering wheel, and the agent pushed him away. It's like a fantasy book for women. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.